You're listening to Sounds Good. It's your midday music and community conversation program. I'm Tracy Ross, and I'm pleased to speak on the phone this afternoon with Shannon Downey. Her project, Rita's Quilt, will be publicly unveiled at the National Quilt Museum happening Saturday. Welcome, Shannon.
Thanks so much for having me.
Well, I was reading just a little background information on this project. Did you know Rita Smith before you purchased her unfinished map of the United States?
I did not. No, I was at an estate sale and, you know, sort of purchased a few of her projects and only later learned more about her and figured out who was the you know, the original artist of these pieces and got to know her backstory and talked to her son.
So she was 99 when she started this project. Did you find out what inspired her to begin?
So she was 99 when she passed.
Oh, okay, okay.
She had this project probably, you know, lying around a few years. But it, you know, it was one of the biennial quilts, so, you know, these patterns that were coming out in the 70s around the biennial and, you know, a real patriotic Americana. And I'm going to go on a limb and say it was just a massive project that maybe when she started, she was sort of like, wow, this is going to take the rest of my life. I think I'm not going to finish this.
So you said she had two states. Were they completely finished?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so she had you know, when I started digging in, she had finished Alaska and Georgia, which was really helpful because it gave us the opportunity to see sort of what her vision would have been for this quilt and what her approach to the embroidery component of it would be. And then I was able to sort of share with the other artists her techniques and her styles and the sort of stitching that she was using so that we could mirror that.
So were you just impressed that she had the audacity to undertake such a project? What was it that made you take on what I know you had to know was a significant amount of work?
Yeah, I didn't know how much work. Let's be clear. I don't quilt. So I think that I just didn't realize how big a project this actually was. What I was so drawn to was her embroidery and just what a talented artist she was, which I had discovered through another piece that I had found and purchased at the estate sale. And so I have this habit of buying unfinished projects at estate sales and finishing them up to, you know, as a stitcher, the idea of a work in progress being out there when I pass is just horrifying. So I like to do my part to make sure their souls are resting. But so I had fallen in love with her stitching technique, and then I came upon this project, you know, in the bedroom, and I was sort of like, oh no, there's no way I could disappoint this person. I'm going to have to finish this. Which was when I realized like there's no way I could do it by myself.
For the many non-fiber artists listening, I mean, I'll include myself in that group. Can you explain what it was about her technique in the two states that you had that made it special to you, and how you went about carrying that aesthetic through the rest of the project, which, you know, had how many volunteers helped you on it? Many, many, right?
Yeah, we had over 150 people work on this quilt. There were 100 individual embroidery artists and then approximately 50 quilters and hand sewers that helped put it together. It's an incredible project. I think the thing that I was drawn to was, you know, that all the pieces that I had bought were sort of these, you know, patterns that she was working off of. And you can just sort of copy a pattern, a little like a coloring book, right? Like you color in the lines and you do what you're supposed to do and you use the colors you're supposed to use. And she had gone a little rogue on some of her pieces, and I really respected that. And she also, like, clearly loved a French knot, which is my favorite stitch. And you either love or hate French knots. There's no in-between. So I immediately felt connected to her because I was like, ooh, she loves French knots. I love French knots. She's going rogue. I go rogue. I'm feeling this.
So when you realized that you needed help, how was that process of sending the word out about this project and picking people to help you with it?
Yeah, I when I got home from the estate sale that night, I opened the box up and started to like really go through it and realized that there was no way I could do this myself. So I sort of put the story on Instagram and asked folks if anybody wanted to help me. And I was really just hoping a couple people might take a couple states and take some of the embroidery work off my plate, and then we would figure out the quilting part later. But within 24 hours, I had over 1,000 volunteers, really not just like, yeah, I'll help, but like enthusiastically demanding that I let them participate. And so I started making a spreadsheet and like moved as quick as I could to make sure that I was like, you know, incorporating folks and building out this massive spreadsheet so that we could get started. And it was neat because, you know, we had 100 volunteers to embroider. But then there's a whole bunch of folks who are not embroidery artists, but are hand sewers and quilters. And so then they stepped forward and said, you know, when you're ready to move to the quilting part, like we will happily show up and help out in that way. So it was like they sort of set us up for the next phase of it.
What is it about the Rita's Quilt Project that has garnered so much national and big media attention? Are you surprised by this?
Yeah, I mean, it's a cool story, but I think it happened in a moment in our world, and then I'd say in our country, but it's actually, there's been so much international press on this as well that I think it's much more global, where like folks were just looking for a happy story. They wanted to see that people could come together and create something meaningful. They wanted to see that, you know, this woman's legacy was complete. And I think we all just sort of needed something in that moment. I know I needed something in that moment. And so the story of it and the process of it, but more the community that came together around it, I think is the thing that has drawn everybody into it.
It seems like this project, I mean, honestly, it came together much faster than I think I would have expected something of this nature. So how are you going to feel coming up Saturday with the official unveiling happening only, what, like 6 months after you bought the stuff? Is that right?
Yeah. I mean, it's funny. It was just my ignorance that that led to it moving that fast. I mean, there were quilters who were like, I can't believe that you thought that this should be the timeline. And I was like, well, you know, when you're working with this many people and it's this big of a project, if you don't keep the momentum and the urgency, like things fall off. So I was, you know, sort of bent on keeping the momentum behind it. But, you know, the quilt's been done for a couple months now. And so, like, now I'm just so excited for everybody to get to see it. And I'm so excited for the folks who work on it to really get to come together, you know, because about 40, 45 people who worked on it are all flying in and driving in for the debut at the museum. And so we're all so excited to get to, like, meet each other in person. And, you know, we've been talking online and working on this thing together, but remotely. And so us all coming together is, like that's what I'm just so amped about is like the world getting to see it and the folks who worked on it getting to see it and for all of us to actually, you know, be together in community.
Have you turned your focus toward your next project yet? And will it be as daunting as Rita's Quilt?
You know what's so funny is I usually estate sale shop like every weekend, and I have not been to an estate sale since Rita's because I'm like, no, I can't. I can't stumble upon another project until this quilt is like off in the world. So no, I've been quite fearful of stumbling upon any other project at the moment.
Well, Shannon, this is a very impressive undertaking, an astonishing work of togetherness and teamwork, and it's all going to finally reach the light of day coming up at 1 o'clock Saturday at the National Quilt Museum in Paducah. Thank you so much for speaking with me today about Rita's Quilt.
Oh, thanks for having me on. I look forward to seeing everybody on Saturday.